Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition. It's the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the platform known as the College to Pro Players Platform Show. And with that said, we're heading to the SEC with the Vanderbilt standout, Mr. Versatility along the defensive line. If you ask me, the kid can play end, the kid can play tackle. He was productive. Led the team in sacks with four. Very, very high motor kid. But with that said, Adam Butler, the Vandy DT, D-end, if you will, thanks for joining us today. Can you believe your time at Vanderbilt's kind of come and gone with the Commodores, and now you're, you know, doing your combine prep as you prepare for the draft? Adam? I believe we have Adam. We have Adam in queue. We just can't hear. I wonder if he can hear me. I don't think I can hear him, obviously. Let's try this again. We'll try to have him call back into the queue here and then go at this again. Let's see if we can get Adam back in the queue. But getting back to what this kid brings to the table, great size, great versatility, high motor kid. And I think that one of some of the things about it is he plays big in big games. I mean, he shows up against big-time competition. He's not a guy that kind of flies under the radar, you know, and he has some of his productive stuff when Vandy's playing a lesser talented school. I mean, this guy's doing it against some of the top SEC teams in the SEC, and I think that's kind of the thing, at least when I look at it, and those are things I think are important when we go to this process. So, again, we're going to get Adam Butler here on the C2P. We're going to talk some NFL draft with this young man, and hopefully we can get him going. Adam, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I can hear you loud and clear. We appreciate you taking some time today. I don't know if you got to hear me prior to the show, but can you believe your time as a Commodore is kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the draft?
Man, it's flown by so fast. And, you know, I'm proud of what I've done, and I'm glad I'm in the next stage of my career, you know, and I had a lot of fun as a Commodore.
I'm sure you did, and you're productive, and I think you showed a lot of positive things, and that's probably why we're on the show today, because you really did yourself some good, especially your final year, man. I mean, you really kind of anchored that thing up front. When does it kind of sink into you personally? I mean, when does that point come in your college career where – you kind of know at the end of the day, when that college journey's done, there's an opportunity to play in the NFL.
I think that was really after this season, you know, because I've never been a person to be complacent. You know, I've always been a person, you know, to put in the hard work no matter what. I don't know how many people know it, but I originally started out as an offensive lineman. Coming to Vanderbilt, a lot of people should know it now, but if whoever's listening and didn't know it, I did start out as an offensive center coming into Vanderbilt, and I had to work my way to the top. You know, there was a lot of adversity that I had to, you know, overcome trying to, you know, establish my position at Vanderbilt. So it really didn't hit me until, you know, the end, when I knew I had done everything I could to put myself in the best position to be successful, you know, in the NFL, or to maximize my chances at being successful in the NFL.
And Adam, I'm curious. I mean, I didn't know that prior to us going and just speaking now. So, I mean, what point, I mean, is it when you got to Vandy after being recruited, or is there a point in your Vandy career where they ask you to kind of make the switch?
It was the spring semester after my first year. So, the spring semester of my first year, excuse me. So I got to Vanderbilt in the summer of 2012. We went through the season. I played center, never touched scout team. I was actually in the rotation. But one of our defensive tackles had some off-the-field issues, and so he was dismissed for a minute from the program. And when he got dismissed, they needed someone to fill the void at defensive tackle, and they asked me. because I was – they considered me the most athletic guy for the job. They could come over and take the position. So that next spring or that following spring, they moved me to defensive line, and everything's been pretty smooth ever since.
Excellent stuff. That's a great backstory. Once again, Adam Butler, the Vanderbilt standout DND tackle here on the C2P. You folks out there listening know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. And then we love getting their bios up at collegeyourpro.com. I'm curious, man. I mean, you know, you played a lot. You know, you played a lot of the 0-5 techniques along that defensive front. Where do you feel most comfortable at?
Most comfortable, I feel at 3-tech. Like you said before, I'm good at anywhere, but if I had to pick, I would choose the 4-3 structure, 3-technique.
Nice, nice. And that speaks volumes to, you know, your success. For you, I'm curious, I mean, because I just see so many variables on the internet. I mean, what's your height and weight right now, and does that maybe differentiate, you know, from what you played at during your last season?
It's my weight is relatively the same. I'm 6'4", 3/4", 293 pounds right now at this moment. During the season, I played between 300 to 295.
All right.
And I'm right around that weight now. You know, of course, you know, me training and not being in practice, I haven't really, like, put on a lot of weight. I've slimmed down just a little bit. You know, so I could be a little bit faster at pro day, you know, and get those, you know, extra couple seconds on the, you know, pro agility, 43 cone, stuff like that.
Yeah, and is that kind of a weird part of this process? I mean, you know, you basically spent probably the last, you know, I would assume at least 10 years of your life playing football and doing everything you can to be the best prospect you can be, and some of the grading and evaluation is going to be, you know, how quick you run around an orange cone.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's really like a kind of like a sudden change situation on defense. You know, you just have to, you know, sort of react to it, you know, trust your training and just get the job done, you know, because
yeah,
James Dobson, who's training me right now, you know, he's been in the program for, you know, 2+ years going on 3. And we really hadn't, you know, timed our 40 times. We really hadn't timed our 3-cone of pro agility. You know, he was just sort of teaching us the mechanics throughout his time here. But, yeah, now it's just, you know, it's all of a sudden and everything's happening so quick. But I'm doing pretty good with training and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, it's probably a little bit refreshing in a weird way because it's not just you, you know, suiting up with pads on and just going through the normal everyday process of just, you know, being on campus and, you know, just doing normal practice, watching film. I mean, you're kind of changing pace. And obviously you mentioned getting your light. You're probably, I assume, in the best shape of your life right now as you prepare for pro day and all the things that come with it. For you, I mean, what kind of stands out? I mean, you know, what makes you the prospect that where scouts are going to kind of want to, you know, put you on that 53-man roster? What are those characteristics of your game that they're going to fall in love with?
I'm really good at keeping my composure. You know, I'm not a guy who's going to pick a fight with somebody. You know, that's one of the big issues that I see now, you know, is, you know, the character of guys in the NFL is starting to be, you know, a big issue in the NFL. And that's something that scouts never have to worry about with me. You know, I'm good on the field, I'm good off the field, and my character always stays true in good situations. That's my edge. That's how I love to market myself. But it's, from a football standpoint, my biggest aspect is being able to stop the run. I know, like you said earlier, you know, I led the team in sacks this year, but my biggest edge is being able to stop the run. And to add on to that is being able to destroy double teams. If you put a double team on me, you know, I'm not being cocky. I'm just, you know, confident in what I say, and the film backs up what I say. I will destroy a double team. Double teams are literally non-effective on me. You might as well not do it. And like I said, I'm not being cocky. I have the film to back up what I say. And that's just how I roll.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm curious, man. I mean,
how long does it take an offensive coach to kind of identify that if they're not going to double team you during a game, that they're definitely going to sub the TV? I mean, how many snaps usually go by before they become aware that this is not going to work out like that for them?
They usually figure out by the end of the first half, and usually it's after, you know, after halftime, you know, they make some adjustments, and then they, you know, they start doing weird trap blocks, or they try to get some power and counter schemes, you know, and have the center block back on me. So it's like they still double team me, just in a modified way, you know, so they can get some movement.
Yeah, I don't want to get off, you know, base of the show, but I mean, I think that's just a great topic to kind of stick with. I mean, how much does it energize you a little bit? I mean, is it fun when you're not? I'm trying to think, how can I explain it? I mean, you know, you line up, just say you notice they're really not paying a lot of attention to double team you. So you probably get the mindset like, well, I'm just going to blow things up now. And then I guess once you get the double team, does it even make you more angry because now you got to fight two guys off?
Sometimes it can get a little frustrating. I don't understand why I have to get double teamed on the backside of a run play. That's sometimes it's like, okay, now they're just being obnoxious with you, you know. But for the most part, I just see it as fuel to my fire. I mean, if they have to double team me, that means we have an extra guy flying to the ball, and the extra guy is usually Zach Cunningham, if you watch the film close enough.
Definitely. And what's it like? I'm glad you brought him up. I mean, what's it like? I mean, obviously he's considered, you know, one of the top prospects in his position. I mean, besides you attracting that double team and giving him some clean air to get to the ball, I mean, what should folks out there know about this former Commodore?
About Zach? You know, me and Zach are really a lot alike, I would say, off the field. On the field, you know, he's a monster. He's a monster. I've never seen in my college career, I mean, out of all the SEC teams that I played, I've never seen a linebacker do what he does. He comes out of nowhere and just completely it seems almost impossible. It's like, how did he get there that quick? Like, the final play of Georgia, he had no business making that play. He should have been cut off by the guard, and they should have got the first down. But he took the game into his hands, and he just made it happen, you know. But off the field, me and him are a lot alike. You know, he's like, he's in the anime, I'm in the anime, you know, and he's just sort of a chilled, laid-back guy. You know, he's not really like a, you know, club party type guy. You know, he's – you know, and he has good character, too. You know, he never really has off-the-field issues. But he's a great guy.
Definitely. Awesome, man. Great stuff. Once again, the standout Vandy D-tackle here on the C2P, Adam Butler, kind enough to take a break and some training as he prepares for that next level. And he's kind of takes us into the nooks and crannies of what makes him one of the top prospects to look at heading into the 2017 NFL draft this year in Philadelphia. Excuse me. Adam, before we let you go, though, we always like to throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, now the first question, now I don't want to give up your secret fishing hole if you have one, but I noticed on your bio it said you enjoyed fishing and singing, but if you're at home in Texas, where's the place for you to kind of go and relax and kind of, you know, spend the day fishing?
Me and my granddad, let me back up, excuse me. My granddad lives in the country. He lives in East Texas, Longview/Lakeport, to be exact. And there is this lake called Lake Merbaugh. I really don't even know how to spell it, but it's called Lake Merbaugh. And he's had this tree that he's been fishing by ever since he was a little kid. And he's fished at this tree. I know. He's fished at this tree forever. And he brought me to it. And once I came to that fishing spot, man, I loved it. And the most me and him have ever caught in 2 hours is 75 fish.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Man, that's not even
cleaning them.
Yeah. I guess, man, that's work almost, not like fishing. So yeah, you're definitely not relaxing. You're working, like you're doing that. For you're getting double teamed by the fish too, man. Everything you do is double teamed. So
pretty much.
For you, female celebrities, Adam. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you gonna bring to dinner?
I'd probably say Halle Berry. I'd say Halle Berry because, you know, I've always been into older women. You know, there's just something weird about me, and I never understood why, but ever since I was, you know, a little guy, I always cling to older women, and she's one of the older women, you know, that's kept it right, and she looks good, man. So,
yeah, she's a franchise pick. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a franchise collection. You're getting like 12 years of Pro Bowl level, like I said. You know, the good thing about Halle Berry though is I don't think even if you're older than Halle Berry, younger than Halle Berry, the same age as Halle Berry, I think everybody likes Halle Berry. But a great response to that. One of my favorites. And the final question before we let you go, Adam. We've been working with Illustrative Creations designer Eric Dorsey. He sprays and paints cleats. If you could have your cleats or spikes painted or themed out, what kind of, you know, spray job would you want on those?
Wow. Well, you know what? Like I said earlier, I'm into, like, anime and Naruto and stuff, so I would probably ask him if he could do some, like, Naruto characters, like some of my favorite characters. I think that would be pretty cool.
Nice.
And I think other fans of the same thing would like it as well.
Nice, man. I love it, man. Hey, man, great career, and I ain't going to lie. You know, I mean, sometimes you're sitting there and you're watching college football all day, and I caught a Vandy game this past year, and I remember seeing you, and it's always nice to kind of just see a kid and be like, hey, I identify with what this kid brings to the table when you come on the show. But with that said, man, stay healthy, stay humble, and be blessed.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout Vandy defensive tackle / defensive end, the double team master, if you will, Adam Butler, here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.